From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says he is outraged and saddened to learn that he was misled by staffers. Christie says people will be held responsible after having seen emails that were released today, emails that appear to show two of three local access lanes to the George Washington Bridge were closed for political reasons. It looks like the move was payback against the mayor of Fort Lee, New Jersey, who had refused to endorse Christie for re-election. Here's Democratic Assemblyman John Wisniewski.
They show government at its worst. Among other things, they call into serious question the honesty of this governor and his staff. As a result of what has been revealed today, this governor has a lot of explaining to do.
Well, here to do some explaining for us is Matt Katz. He covers the Christie administration for member station WNYC. And first off, Matt, this traffic jam where it all began, what was the reason given for the lane closures?
The initial reason given was that Christie appointees at the agency that runs the bridge, that they were doing a traffic study. So they needed to test lane closures. But it turned out that other officials at the agency knew of no such study, and 4 months later, no study has surfaced. So this has all led to questions about whether this wasn't really about a traffic study, but was really about some political shenanigans to go and get back at a local mayor for some reason.
The bridge, of course, one of the big Hudson River crossings for commuters coming from New Jersey into New York City. What kind of impact did the closures have on commuters in Fort Lee?
It was very significant. I mean, there were backups 4 hours a day for 4 days in a row. There were reports of a cardiac arrest, a lost child, emergency vehicles had trouble responding. And it was the first day of school, so kids were having trouble getting to school. This is the busiest bridge in the world, so any sort of changes like closing a couple of lanes can have far-reaching effects.
Now, there has been talk for weeks that the lane closures were politically motivated, and two members of Governor Christie's team have resigned over it. Tell us about the governor's remarks today about all this.
Well, this was the first time we've heard from him in several days on this. He is blaming a staffer in his front office. He released a statement saying that she lied to him because he didn't take this seriously in the beginning. I had asked him about this more than a month ago, and he laughed it off, and he was sarcastic and said, "Yeah, right. I was out there closing the lanes, putting the cones on the road to close the lanes. Are you serious with that question? I had nothing to do with this. I don't know anything about a traffic study." And then he had another press conference where he said that two officials at the agency had resigned, but still he said this had nothing to do with those in his office. He said he asked his entire senior staff and his entire campaign, and nobody knew about political retribution against some mayor who didn't endorse him for reelection. Well, it turns out in these emails that surfaced today, the Democrats had a subpoena power. They got all these emails. Turns out not only did those in his inner circle know about it, but a few people seem to have known about it. And a top advisor of his wrote an email right before the lane closures and said, "Time for some lane closures in Fort Lee."
Mm-hmm.
This means that he's saying now that his staff lied to him.
Yeah. Now, there's a hearing planned, I gather, in the state capitol in Trenton tomorrow, and also a call for a federal investigation. What's likely to come of all that?
Well, this is likely to go on for several months. The Democrats have subpoena power. They've probably found the biggest chink in the governor's armor so far in 4 years of a pretty popular time in office. And they're going to keep calling people, and they're going to keep requesting documents, and they're going to keep making people testify. So this is going to go on for some time, and Congress could get involved, too.
We're talking about a rising star in the GOP, Chris Christie, person talked about as a possible candidate for president. This can't help him.
No, I mean, in 2016, if he runs for president, if his opponents try to link this with other images we've seen of him yelling at teachers and reporters and try to frame him as some tough guy, Tony Soprano, who acts in the political alleyways, this could be a problem for his image long term.
Okay, thanks, Matt. That's reporter Matt Katz, who covers the Christie administration for member station WNYC.